Radiance of the Land.
Hello and welcome to our podcast about sustainable living. If you like our project, we invite you to support us with your contribution by following the link in the description. This episode was generally sponsored by Victor Seda.
In this 13th episode, we travel to a very small village in central Portugal to meet a warrior woman that has inspired me from the beginning to find a self-sufficient lifestyle. She is known as Sister Benji, the founder of the so-called One Love family. The Rastafarian and reggae band was born here in the 90s when they arrived. They came to this land with empty pockets, she says, but with lots of joy and the motivation to grow their own food, play music and live a healthy life together. Now that the children are grown up, it's only her taking care of the land, with the support of young people that come to learn as well. On this conversation, Sister Benji is sharing deep words from the heart about cultivating a life based on seeking the truth and the love for divine creation. Hope you enjoy.
I'm here free as a bird, as possible. Free and always loving the truth. The necessity of having a garden was for me so important. Live without buying land growing food. That was my first objective. Just give to, for me and the people around, the food that the land can give. And this land is very generous, I know now for sure. Give more than what I need. So I think I do good enough, because if I didn't, the land would not give me. So yeah, and also the seeds going on, you know, the seeds and the life goes on like that. If there is people who do that, not only me, but if still people keep on doing this, people can heal itself. They can heal the planet, because that is cannot be the perfect way, but it's not this who make the planet not going good. I accept myself as a friend of life, you know, a friend of the living things, and I think I contribute the best way I can for that. I don't know much, but what I know, I put in practice. I'm Benji Paula. That kind of people who are looking and seeking the truth. And so looking for the truth, always I found that is a good place to be and to live. Like natural as possible, looking for right and justice on earth for each and every one. And all things which have life. So that's why I'm living. That's why I'm living. Is to be a part of that wonderful project of creation. To help to protect, to help to maintain, to help to give birth. To help to love humanity, not only, but all around. Yes, and I'm very glad and happy to do this, to have this chance of life gives to me. That is great.
Eu vou.
When I was a child, from the beginning I born, just also before I born, my mother always felt sick and not feeling a nice pregnancy and not eating, not avoid. And when I born, I was a baby like that, didn't want the teeth, didn't want nothing. And they always thought my parents, you will not survive. And that the poor parents, they had this for years with me, until maybe 8 years. They had lived that kind of, our child will not survive, she don't eat absolutely nothing. But then they bring it to the doctor and the doctor says, everything is okay. I don't see nothing missing. She's just a little skinny, but she's okay. Okay, and then, you know, then you grow up, you start to won't find out things, you get a little bit more, for the first time, the food smells nice, okay, what a great is that. So you don't need all that kind of trauma because you don't eat. And then you start to find out and see and looking, and many things don't come good together, like why people work so hard every day and come home and every day the same. Yeah, and then you saw your parents doing that, you saw the parents of other people. And then you start to ask yourself many things, many questions. You want to find out how, who, why. My parents, they were from the land, not from here, it's more, they were from 1 hour from here. And then my parents went to Lisbon, my father and then my mother, they went to around Lisbon to work there, to have a job there, because it's better. It's better. We can give our children a better life than what we had. Okay. So the intention was perfect. A lot of love in there. But then I grew up with my sister, and I saw all the things, my father working, a lot of other parents working every day. The difficulties, you know, of, and the food, and yeah, I start to feel things that I didn't understand very well. Yeah, so in that time, I went every year and more than one time a year to the land where my parents were born. We went there as holidays, or we went there for because it was a special weekend, or. So I had this contact with that, when we came there, it was like all the smells and, yeah, the smells and the way my tante dressed and yeah, I was fascinated. Every time I liked to be there. So I always had this contact. And also my mother had a garden, small garden, but yeah, a very small garden. But there she had chickens, then around Lisbon where they went to live. Chickens and rabbits, and she had like a small, very tiny, thing there with some cabbage and some tomatoes. Very, very small thing, you know, no compost, only from the chickens, yeah, of course. So I always had that contact, but that I didn't find very funny to help my mother there in the garden with the sugar. I didn't find very funny, no. But when we went to the land where my parents came from, everything there was very different. Yeah. And some way I like it, you know, some way I put my shoes off and I do like if I'm not from there. And I play a little bit like that. I I studied a little bit chemistry, and I work in a laboratorium there in Lisbon with 16 years old, and studying the night and working the day to be more free and independent. Yes, huh? 16 years old, yeah. And then with the food, we control a little bit the food. People buy things maybe it's not good. We see if it's not good or if it's good. And I found out that a lot of things, it was normal to falsificate it. It was very normal to falsificate food. Olive oil, honey, the powders for to put in the condiments, many things. It was falsificate. It was not real, the food. It was something else in the food. And me as an observer, I said, what is this? So after 3 years, I said, and the engineer there, he called me in his very small bureau, and he went to speak with me why I was going away. Why he did ask that? So he had to hear me. He said, no, man, this is not completely truth what happened here. I don't want to deal with this. So I want to find out more things. So from there, I got this money, I put it aside, and I went to Holland. And there, yeah, I got in contact with a lot of truth things, you know, because they were politically active and everything you can say there. Here was not like that. I mean, after the revolution, yeah, it was not yet. We didn't knew the things. We could not see it nowhere, the truth of it. You know, it was so long time hided that was not educated to people. So there I got this opening. And also in the aspects of the food industry, the organic farming, there I got to know about this. I knew that I could not trust the system, you know. I knew already. Babylon. Babylon is burning. Babylon. Babylon is burning. Oh, well, I always have to be aware of the weather, of the time in the year, to put the seeds on the land. So that is something important that I have to be always aware. What you do with that land, where I going to put this year, this year, and that. So you start to plan about the seeds, about the little plants, where and what going to be what. Yeah, what I going to use, what I don't going to use as land, because I don't going to use everything. So that is one of activity constant, né? Constant to have these things on time. For that, I have this nice agenda. And it can help me with that. But apart from that, yeah, that is the food, which I try to make good food, you know, with the good food I have, I try to make it nice. And then, yeah, I have the normal things, yeah. I have to make to think about to balance with the economics. So I've also always a part of my head. sometimes at the day or at the week, I think on that. What can I do to offer something nice and receive something that can help to maintain us in a good equilibrium. So that is always, it's always there as well. Yeah, and that's something else I also like is to, but now Zoe helps with that, is to have the place welcoming, that the people like to come in the place and to look around. You know, I would like to have it more nice. But yeah, we do what we can. We cannot do it perfect, but we do it what we can. And so that is, yeah, they help, people help, people who come and also give their contribution. I like that, because this is a place we create not only for us, from the beginning. So not only the place, but before this place, before this place, when we met, we wanted to create one open house, let's say like that, for to live other way, sharing more and create other nice habits and nice culture, a sphere. So I like to have the place. If I had money, I would make it better, you know, things better, because there is some things needed to be done here, but you need the money to do it. So until we don't have that money, maybe we're going to have it, who knows, you see? These ones gave me the John Tate, maybe other ones can happen, you never know. Life is like that, full of surprises. So we are waiting that come one of that to repair some things we have to repair here, to rebuild, to make it better. But for the rest, we do. Yeah, we do like to make it nice, you know. Yeah, I think that is also important. That people, when people come, feels good. We do with everything. Because I like when I go to some place and I feel good. And there is these places, many of these places. I find out that not all the plants like all the lands. And of course, it is only a winter thing, which is also good, because in winter, sometimes you don't have so much choice. So this is a very nice vegetable, because it goes really good with the cold. And I'm going to make a little bit in the salad as well. I make with the, so this is bitter, and then I make with the sweetness. Yeah, and I really have to collect the seed this year. Yeah, and the old salads that you don't want to eat more because they are old. It is very good for sleeping. I don't need it. In this time, we never know, but in this time I don't need it. But there are some times in life that you need it, yeah? When you are more excited because this or that, or worries, or this or that, you know, and then you need a relaxed plant. And then if you eat it, it's good to eat it in the evening, because also goes there the medicine inside. But you also can make the tea from the ones you throw away. Yeah, it is. It is protein everywhere in the vegetables. Okay. A good kind of protein that your body recognize and is easy to absorb. I'm gonna give you a special fruit, very nice old fruit, one for each. I clean it and you can eat. This is an old variety of apple. It's not really apple, we don't call it apple, epiro. I don't know in English. Okay. I have to put the onions, some onions in there. Yeah, today I have to plant some onions. Yeah, yeah. I want to plant it and then for to have the seeds. I feel that I'm so protected that I think that is the strength. How I come to this age, to this place, to this, that is, I think, is the power of life, you know? It's the power of life who bring you where you are. And so you feel strength, of course, because if you feel powerful, that is the strength of life, that spirit, I don't know what you call it, that is. And also I ask protection every time, you know.
In the prayers?
Yes, of course. Before I wake up or when I wake up, it is, I pray every time. and I give thanks for all that, and I feel comfort with it, you know. I feel comfort and relaxed. Yeah, very relaxed. Yeah, every time. Every time is joyful. Yeah, every time is good. Every time when is when you are have a quiet time is good. When there is people is always great. When we are eating together, when we are making music, when we are sharing things, when we love, when we walk, when we feel. When we realize how free we are and how blessed we are, this is always joyful. Mm. Yeah, could not be better. Yeah. I don't think any possible, any things I would like that. No, it was perfect. It was perfect because the father, it was a, I was a very good father. And the mother is also a good mother. Because they look for the for the healthy in general of the family, so that's a good mother, and the father gave the other the time the attention the play the laughing the everything was there, so we had all the time to be with them and to give them the education we found the best. I would like that everyone could live like we had lived. To see that, you know, that everyone could live and feel and be happy in the way we are. Even now without the father, but yeah, there's always that sadness, of course, that we are missing them, him. But in another way, I know he's there. Mm-hmm. So we know. We become together to live in Jah forever, you know. We will be forever loving the life, loving Jah, loving creation, loving humanity, loving all the chance we got to be here. So that was our purpose. And when you have that as a purpose, you count, but you count, of course, you are the one who are doing it, but nothing is finished, really. The purpose is still there. We are living that. We are still living that. With someone here or not, we are all living that. So, yeah, we support each other and we comfort each other. I would say go back to more natural as possible. Live with herbs. Make friends with herbs because they are here to protect you, to heal you, to take care of you. All kind of herbs are good. So you just need to be more in touch with herbs and treat yourself first love. Teach yourself well. First love is yourself, own self, that you can be useful to teach others as well. So you take care of yourself in all aspects, not only body, but spiritual, emotional, everything. Be aware of yourself that you are able to help others because it's our purpose here. So, but first, you need to take care of yourself properly. Yeah, and that's what I think that is important because when you take care in all aspects, you try to find out there is so many breathing, meditation, herbs, You need that in our times, because that is ancient knowledge, but in our times we are living with this stressful life. You have to do it. You have to clean yourself. You have to be on a stage sometime of sitting and... Yeah, you have to give time to yourself. And then, yeah, heal yourself first. And then you'll find out the rest, because the rest, it will come to you. Yeah, you don't need to make a big deal of it. It just comes to you directly, straight away. When you are open, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you don't need to worry much. You don't need to worry nothing. You don't really need to worry. The only thing you need to worry is to take good care of yourself properly. This is the only thing you need to worry, because when you are on a good harmony in friendship with life, look at it. Who would say this, man? We had nothing, but we had our confidence and our love, and that is enough. The rest comes natural. What is for you, it will come to you. If you do your part, just do the rest. And don't need to worry about it. And also, if you do bad, you also don't need to worry about that. Something maybe bad happened to you. Yes. Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, that's it. Good. I go to the toilet, wash my teeth, knock down.
Okay.
Obrigada também. Muito obrigada. Bom. Por me ajudarem a fazer um rewind. Já há coisas que se vão indo, né? Claro. O computador já está com o olho cheio.
Guardians of the Land.
If you like our project, we invite you to support us with your contribution by following the link in the description.